Take a few moments now to settle comfortably into your chair. Put your feet flat on the floor in front of you and rest your hands in your lap. Take three gentle but deep breaths. Slowly now. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. And as you continue to breathe, focus on your breath. And let anything else go, as if you're a passenger on a car or train, watching the countryside pass by. And know that any time you feel tension or stress in your life, all you have to do to be calm is pause for a moment and take gentle and deep breaths in and out, creating a fountain of relaxation. You want to be in a relaxed state of mind because it's easier to be creative, to let thoughts and ideas flow when you are completely relaxed, like you are now, being gently guided by my voice. And for the next few minutes, we're going to take a little journey back into time to view a few scenes from your past and create a new perspective on people who have affected your life, because there's a reason most people like you perhaps, say they can't write, say they don't like to write, or even that they hate to write. And it generally has to do with a casual, offhanded comment made by an elementary school teacher or a teacher you had in junior high or high school, or a critical parent, or even a sibling, or someone else who at some time passed judgment on something that was written. Take a moment now to let your mind travel back to when this might have happened to you. Picture the person you were then, trying to do your best, perhaps, and not being appreciated, or being told you didn't do it right, or maybe you heard that you weren't smart enough or good enough, and you've been carrying it around ever since. Maybe the incident was so painful at the time that you can only recall how you felt, how a part of you still feels to be judged or criticized, when all you wanted to do, all you still want to do, is your very best. Sometimes incidents from the past become stumbling blocks and trip up our efforts, even when we no longer remember the incident, the people involved, or the details. But you can learn how to sidestep, move through, and move on, and become free of this burden once and for all. And as you continue to breathe in and out, in and out, I'd like you to follow my voice back in time to a memory you have of being a creative child, somewhere around the age of 7 or earlier. Notice what you were doing and who was around you. Maybe you were coloring a picture or writing a poem or play acting with friends or singing a song. Recall how it felt to be that young child, so proud of your accomplishments and excited to share them with parents or a teacher or a sibling, or a babysitter, perhaps, or a family friend. See how freely and easily, as a young child, you express yourself and how unconcerned and carefree you are. How easily you take delight in the smallest creative act. Take some time now to feel the joy that child experienced. Knowing that child is still a big part of your adult self. And while you are there with the younger version of yourself, take a moment to acknowledge the effort that young person put forth. And let that young person feel the admiration and love you have for their energy and pure delight. And now, as you realize that whatever you give, you also receive, let that feeling of joy fill you up with a glowing beam of acceptance and love. What you didn't know as a child, that you can understand now as an adult, is that some people are critical of others, and they say and do things without regard to the effect their words and deeds might have. Maybe back then the adults in your life were preoccupied or too busy with the details of managing a business or caring for others. And they neglected to tell you that you were wonderful. Or, in the course of getting through their day, they may have imposed their will and desire on you, or made demands that led you to believe that your words, your art, and your creativity did not have value. Imagine how different your life would have been if you had understood the circumstances and simply let whatever was said roll away like a rubber ball on a steep hill. And how easy it can be now to let the burden of misunderstanding and ignorance be replaced by compassion and forgiveness. In effect, this is really what the human experience is all about. Realize now in this very moment that you have an opportunity to adjust the past by addressing the younger you and telling your child self what they have been waiting to hear. You are an integral part of the universe, and your creative efforts are appreciated, valued, and worthwhile. It is your birthright to write anything you choose, knowing that the arts, especially writing, are subjective. You have the innate ability to collect your thoughts and especially your memories and write them down as a way to please yourself and to share them, only if you choose. Realize once and for all that most people in your life are interested in what you have to say and what you want to write about, because your life experiences have incredible value. And your personal stories and essays and your life's work constitute a legacy worth creating, worth sharing, and worth passing along to others. Writing is merely a necessary tool, one that is easy, even fun to use. With this new knowledge, take a moment now to enjoy the freedom of expression that comes from releasing a part of your past experience that has been holding you back. Feel, perhaps for the first time, a sense of excitement about writing that is equal to or greater than any sense of accomplishment you have experienced before. Imagine yourself being able to sit and write wherever you are and enjoying the writing process like you did when you were young, knowing that there will be joy in the process and complete acceptance of your efforts. And this time, as you inhale, let that good feeling expand into every cell of your body, restoring the creativity you had as a child, the creativity that has been there all along, just waiting for you to once again let it free. And know that anytime you choose, you can go back to this feeling of accomplishment simply by taking 3 gentle but deep breaths in and out, in and out. And now it's time to return to the writing that is waiting for you. Take a few moments now to return to the present moment and turn your attention to the sounds in the room. By the count of 1, you will be completely relaxed and energized and ready to effortlessly write whatever you choose. 5, you feel very good about your abilities. 4, you are appreciated and respected. 3, ideas abound. 2, you write freely and effectively whenever you choose, wherever you are. 1, as soon as you open your eyes.